It's time for us to check in with Laura Smith. She's with the Upper Palmetto of YMCA. She's going to give us the latest headlines from the various branch locations. Good morning to you, Laura.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. Yeah. Sorry I missed all the investigative reporting earlier.
You can take my spot. I'm not adding very much to the team. Did you know of the other songs by Ricky Martin or Living
no,
by...
No, I'm not going to claim to be the trivia person. I wouldn't have not added to the conversation. I would have been on Google with the rest of you
You could have
Spotify.
Just sat right beside me, Laura, and we'll let Blair and Ashley handle it. But anyway, he's got other hits. So if you're ever at a place and you're like, does he have another hit, you can say Maria and She Banged.
Okay.
That's it.
All right.
And your team.
And She's All I Ever Had.
Another one. And your team will love you for it. Then you're
Absolutely.
They're going to say, where did you learn that? From Palmetto Mornings. It pays to listen. All right. Well, you're not here to talk about Ricky Martin, but they do play his songs in the Zumba classes over there at the YMCA branch locations, because I've heard that for sure. But you are here to give us the latest headlines. And we're going to start, Laura, with the look back at the year 2025.
We sure do. We have our 2025 kind of community impact report, kind of hot off the presses, of just capturing in a quick snapshot of all the work that happened throughout our footprint throughout the year of 2025. And so we're really celebrating it this month. This month within our branches, it's known as Mission Strong Month, and really just lifting up the mission of the Y throughout the month and just bringing awareness that the Y is so much more than a place to go swim or a place to find a treadmill or to send your, you know, child to camp. Not that all those things that we just mentioned aren't super important and part of the impact work that we do, but really trying to uplift what we pour into the community and some non-traditional things about the Y. But if you captured there is, you know, we provide over $1.6 million of financial assistance to find ways to provide impact programs and to say yes to people who would not otherwise be able to be part of the Y. And a big part of that is the work that we do with our senior population. Mm-hmm. Also captured on that, you know, we serve over just about 14,000 seniors throughout our footprint in what we do. A lot of those folks are eligible through their health care to have a membership at a fitness facility. We honor that. We do, you know, get some reimbursement from the insurance, but not nearly, you know, the cost of what it is to be a member of the Y. So we meet them where they're at and, and let that happen. And what a great story to keep them, you know, healthy, active, connected, and out of isolation. It captures our First Thursday stuff, our Learn to Swim. You know, between our Learn to Swim program, we just had a sporting clay event on Friday. So I was talking to the crew that was out there. But between our Learn to Swim program that serves almost 4,500 students throughout our five different school districts, on through our competitive RAISE program and everything, we have 10,000 children involved in aquatics instruction, water safety, and throughout our footprint. So anyway, it's just a quick way to capture the work that's happening at your local Y.
It's great.
There's a lot of numbers on this report. One thing, a couple things that stand out, 84,807 members served in 2025. That's fantastic. And then, of course, if you look at the overnight campers at Camp Cherokee, that's something that's near and dear to our hearts, because our little ones are part of this. They had 1,657 overnight campers. Going to summer camp is a rite of passage. And ever there at Camp Cherokee, they make it pretty remote. I mean, they are living in cabins that are featured like in Hollywood movies a lot of times. Not a lot of modern technology out there at the camp.
No, but pure magic.
That is exactly right.
Will and Ian and the crew work really hard that, you know, in a very rustic environment, you know, in a in an age of technology and, you know, things at our fingertips, let's be honest. But they work hard to provide that camp magic that just gets inside of you and makes you want to come back year after year. But I mean, their staff trainings have already kicked off, big one coming up this weekend. But they work year round to make all that happen.
And they've got new facilities out there that, again, keeping up with the modern time, they are modern, but they still look like a
rustic
camp experience. Yes. That's a good point. So check that out there the next time you sign your little one up for Camp Cherokee. We're catching up with Laura Smith. She's with the YMCA of the Upper Palmetto. And Laura, you've got an event coming up, the Celebration of Prayer event. It's going to take place in May. this has been a very successful program for the YMCA in its short span of being around.
Yes, so this will be our second one. And it is Thursday, May 14th in the evening. It'll be at the Rock Hill Sports and Event Center. So the day after we induct our latest class of Hall of Famers for the sports realm of Rock Hill. So, you know, come see Lamar Thompson get inducted on that Wednesday night. And then on that Thursday night, you know, just come celebrate and take a moment. I mean, our message this year is finding peace and hope. Especially in the, you know, kind of, turmoil and world that we live in right now, just taking a few minutes and finding that peace and uplifting each other in celebration of prayer. So,
and this is open to everyone, members and non-members?
It is. Okay. And there's, you know, obviously there's it's a fundraising event, again, talking about awareness and the things that the Y provides. But there's opportunities for sponsorships. There's opportunities to get a table, invite your friends, and there's individual opportunities to buy tickets.
Well, again, this has been just in 2 years. It's been very successful, well attended. And of course, what you know about the YMCA, faith is a big component of what they do over there. And so congratulations on another successful event on May the 14th. It's a celebration of prayer, together in peace in Rock Hill. So learn more about that when you check out your local YMCA branch. And if you're not a YMCA member, might be a good time to become one, and or just give them a call. They'll walk you through what's available and what they have to fit you and your family. Laura, what else is going on with the Y? Anything else exciting? What about signups for school care, summer programs, anything yet?
Oh, yes, that's well underway. Oh, okay. As you guys know, we don't talk about signups in March, right? We talk about for resident camp, we talked about that in like September, October.
You work a season ahead.
And in the, you know, day camp world, we start talking about that in January. Yeah. But, you know, a lot of us have to get through spring break, which will happen, you know, after Easter weekend here, and then we'll really start thinking about summer camp. So there still are some spots available at some of our locations and stuff like that, but check them out quick. But yes, you know, we're already talking about, you know, enrollment for after school for next year. We do operate a season ahead, but it is a big, big season for us as far as spring. Lots of soccer, swim lessons, all that kind of stuff going on now. And the next session is getting ready to start. And then we'll, you know, be in the throes of summer.
Well, we love our YMCA. So kudos, Laura, to you and the rest of the staff over there as part of the YMCA of the Upper Palmetto. Great job as always.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you for having Skip on last week. Very successful. Another successful Skip's Pancake Breakfast. It brought in $1,100 in support of the Y. So we can't thank the community enough for, you know, for supporting Skip and what he does and really just supporting the Charlotte Avenue Y.
Thank you so much for that update. Skip is one of a kind for sure.
He is.